Here in the UK, since the end of January until now, we have been struggling with COVID-19 pandemic for almost 6 months. So far, there is no sign the pandemic will end soon. The future is still looking uncertain. Will things return to normal by year's end, as the government tells us today? Will things really return to normal by year end? Or are the experts are warning, even government experts, that we should expect a second wave by winter? And when that second wave comes, it will be a few times more severe than the peak in April. Producing a vaccine is, of course, key to protection. And though the whole world is racing to find and mass produce a vaccine, normally a vaccine takes a decade to produce. And if so, a vaccine may not come anytime soon either. And there is another certainty that we face, and that is the virus may and can mutate. And if the virus does mutate, it will make the present treatments and even a future vaccine ineffective. For all these reasons, we must remain vigilant. As a church, let me say that it is not safe, still not safe, to meet with many people indoor for religious gathering. It is not safe to have a meal together with many people, especially when the ventilation is poor. It is not wise to risk it. As a church, we must be prepared to continue to use the network to have meetings for some time to come. Surely, COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted our lives and our plans. It has forced us to come to a stop in many regards. But during the lockdown, have you ever thought that God is telling the world something through the pandemic? Have you thought about this question? And what is God telling the world, at least to those who hear? Do you understand? Do you hear what God is saying through the pandemic? Or are you simply waiting for the pandemic to pass, and once it passes, you will only continue doing what you used to do? Now, if you do so, then you are being a fool. Like the Bible says, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit of God." The quotation I just made is from the book Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17. The Bible says, do not be foolish, but be wise. And you've got to understand what the will, that is, what is the plan of God during these last days of the present age. And here the Bible says the days that we're living in are evil. That is a very strange way of describing the times and the days we are living in. Why are these days described as evil? Well, studying the Bible, I can think of two explanations. One, these days are evil because these are stressful days. These are days with pressure and problems that are hard to bear. And COVID-19 pandemic is one example. But there is a second reason why the Bible says the days are evil. Because these are dangerous days, if only you have eyes to see. Even within the scope of the book of Ephesians, there is another place where the Bible says these days are evil. And there will come a specifically evil day in the future, which I will allude to a moment later. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 13 to 14, the Bible says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that particular evil day. And having done everything, your aim is to stand firm to the end." So there is a second reason why these days are evil, and they will come even a more evil day. And that is because these days are dangerous days. Why? Because a conflict between good and evil forces is being played out. A conflict between God and Satan is being played out. Satan, the enemy of God, is putting up resistance to the advancement of God's kingdom on earth during these last days. And for these reasons, the Bible says you've got to know how to redeem time, and that is to buy up lost time. Buy up lost time as much as you possibly can. And more than that, you've got to understand what the plan of God is. And if you're a believer of God, what the plan of your God is in these difficult last days. And besides making the best of time and understanding God's plan, you've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. But you see, unless you first have received the Spirit of God, how can you be filled with the Spirit? And so, even if you're a believer in God, if you haven't been baptized, if you haven't committed your life to God through baptism, now, believe the gospel, pick up courage, receive baptism, join the Church of God, and because on the day you are baptized, you will receive the Spirit of God. And when you receive the Spirit, learn to be filled by the Spirit. Only so you can be wise and understand what God's plan is in these last days. This way, if we do the above, then we are wise. Otherwise, we are fool. So I ask again, if it is inconvenient and uncomfortable for all of us to be locked in our homes for 6 months now. But do you understand what God is saying to the world? Do you perceive His plan in these difficult times? If all you do is waiting impatiently for the pandemic to pass, and when it does pass, you will only continue to live your ways, to live life your way, according to your plans, just as you used to, then you are being a fool. Whether or not you're a believer in God, you've got to be wise. So then I ask, do you hear what God is telling the world through the COVID-19 pandemic? I can think of two messages, at least. One, looking at the situation of the COVID-19 pandemic, the message is that God is not happy with the way man lives. God is not happy with the way we live. You see, just as pollution of the environment is the result of man's selfishness, just as global warming is a consequence of man's selfish behavior. COVID-19 pandemic is also. The message to the world is that man is bad. We are bad. Man is selfish. Pollution, pandemic, and more pandemics to come are inevitable. This is not only what the Bible says. This is also what scientists and activists say. But only man who keeps ignoring the warnings of the scientists and activists. Message 2. Because man is bad, the world is polluted, God will not allow the present world to continue in the way it is forever. God will not allow the world to continue in this way forever. This present age will come to a close on one appointed day appointed by God. On that day, God's kingdom, that is, God's government, will come to earth. On that day, Jesus, who died for us, and whom God raised from the dead, will return to earth as Yahweh's appointed judge to rule the world on Yahweh's behalf. That is a glorious day, and that glorious day is drawing ever nearer than before. That day is nearer to us now than 30 years ago, than 20 years ago. That great glorious day is nearer to us now than even 10 years ago. And I'll explain what I mean in a moment. So, to sum up then, COVID-19 pandemic is an indicator that we are living in the last days of this present age. And the close of this present age is drawing to a close very soon. That day is drawing nearer and nearer than before. And just as Jesus has warned, in the last days of this age, there will be earthquakes, famines, and pestilences. Jesus says so in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, and verse 11. There will be earthquakes, famines, and pestilences. Now, of course, the word pestilences simply means widespread contagious diseases. In other words, epidemics, or in this case of COVID-19, pandemic, or future pandemics. And Jesus has warned long ago that there will be pandemics. And even experts have warned us, even recently, that there possibly might be more pandemics to come. And if the world do not prepare ourselves for more to come, then we are being foolish. So then we ask, if then there will come a day when the present age will come to an end, to a close, how near are we from the close of this present age? How near are we from the return of Jesus Christ? How near are we from the coming of the kingdom of God? And before the coming of the kingdom of God, will there be signs for us to look out for? And the Bible, especially in the Gospels, in the words and the teachings of Jesus, clearly says, yes, there are signs that we can look out for. As we said before, these last days that are prior to the end of the present age are evil days. They are dangerous days. And there will be earthquake, famines, and yes, pandemics. And Jesus says there will also be increasing lawlessness in the society. as we see in the acts of terrorism which are becoming too frequent in the recent days. And not only there are acts of lawlessness in society, Jesus has warned long ago, there is also lawlessness in religions, including Christianity and Islam. But lawlessness within religions take a different expressions. Within the Christian church, lawlessness take the form of false teachings propagated by false teachers. These are teachings that mislead believers down the wrong path. These are misleading doctrines producing believers who are people who only have the form of outward religion, but the inner substance is lacking, because inside the believers have become unfaithful to God, and therefore they have abandoned their true faith. I think of the prosperity gospel, which is so popular in the West, a kind of preachers and teaching that encourages Christians to become rich. They tell people riches is a form of blessing from your Heavenly Father. Why are you so poor? Pray that God will make you rich. Such prosperity gospel is an example of lawlessness within Christianity. I call to mind also the doctrine of once saved, always saved. That too is lawlessness. It encourages Christians to let off their guard, to be complacent. And within the Islam, I think of jihad, so to speak. Jihad, the teaching of jihad, is also a form of lawlessness, religious lawlessness. Because jihadists, in the name of Islam, are actually extremists and terrorists. They kill in the name of God. Such is lawlessness within religion. And Jesus has also warned there will be international tensions, conflicts between nations and peoples and groups, even wars. I think of the wars and conflicts between Islamic extremists and the Western countries. That's an example of international tensions. And recently we have Huawei. Behind the conflict and the trouble of Huawei is actually a conflict between China and the USA, or China and the UK. And even the recent unrest in Hong Kong is actually a US-China tension being played out. But these things, the Bible says, will happen in the last days. It is not uncommon. But when you see that all these things are happening more and more frequently, and every time it repeats itself, it becomes more intense and more hard to bear, more dangerous, then it is a sign that we are drawing nearer to the close of this age. But besides these things, there are yet two much more specific signs that would point us to the coming of the close of the age. And when you see the following two signs appearing, then you know not only the return of Jesus is imminent, actually the day of the coming of the kingdom of God will be just a few years away when you see the following two signs. First, when you see the state of Israel making moves to rebuild the destroyed temple, then you know that in a few years' time, this present age will come to an end. Now, to appreciate this first point, you need to know some background history about Israel. Israel as a nation, as a kingdom, was destroyed in the year 586 BC, and which means 2,600 years ago, when Judah and the Jews were exiled to Babylon, and Judah was finished. And 2,534 years later, in the year 1948, in a miraculous way, the state of Israel was reborn. And then, a few years ago, in the year 2017, US President Donald Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. You see, in the year 1948, when the state of Israel was reborn, the Jews, on their own, believed and declared that Jerusalem was their capital, just as it was long ago. But at that time, no country, no nation in the world would recognize that, because on that time, Palestinians occupied Jerusalem. But in 2017, Donald Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital in a clear move to show strong support to Israel, to support them to do what they plan in their hearts to do. In the following year, in 2018, the USA moved their embassy from Tel Aviv in Israel to Jerusalem as a second act of support to Israel, to strengthen the hands of Israel to carry out their plans. What plans? Well, it will become clearer as we follow the history. Just last year, a little more than half a year ago, in 2019, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the State of Israel will soon exercise sovereignty over a large part of the West Bank, where at present the Palestinians are living. They will soon exercise sovereignty over a large part of the West Bank, including the strategic Jordan Valley. What does that mean? It simply means that unilaterally, the State of Israel will soon annex the Jordan Valley. Think about it. Why do they want to do that? Of course, according to the Jews, they always believe the whole of Israel, including the whole of the West Bank, belong to them as their ancestral motherland. So for them, it is only right to reclaim sovereignty of the Jordan Valley. But they do so with the purpose of setting up defense installations, military installations in the Jordan Valley. But why? I think before long, Israel will make a second move. I think reclaiming sovereignty of the Jordan Valley is only in preparation to exercise sovereignty over East Jerusalem, where the Temple Mount is situated. You know, the present city of Jerusalem is divided into East Jerusalem and West Jerusalem. In East Jerusalem is where the famous Dome of the Rock, the third most holiest place of Islam, is. That is where the Jewish traditional Temple Mount is. That's where the Jewish Holy Temple used to be. But right now, East Jerusalem does not come under Jewish jurisdiction. I think very soon the State of Israel will announce that they will exercise sovereignty even over East Jerusalem. And if and when you see these things happening, it will be a clear sign that Israel is moving to rebuild the Holy Temple. And when that happens, when you hear that in the news, then you know this is one specific sign indicating that the day of the coming of the kingdom of God, the day of the return of the Lord Jesus, is but a few years away. Now, there is one last specific sign that we can look out for that tells us the end is only a few years away. And that is the appearance of the person the Bible calls the Antichrist. The word Antichrist simply means a very evil person whose aim is to substitute Jesus Christ. And this is a dangerous person which the Bible warns the church about. The person will be a Christian leader, but he will become also a political leader. He will be a political and religious leader in one. And one day when this person appears and takes power, he will enter Jerusalem into the temple of God, and he will sit in the holy place inside the temple and declare himself even to be God. And then Jesus warns, a great persecution will ensue. The Bible says the day of the return of Jesus will not come unless the apostasy, the rebellion inside Christianity, will come first. After a period of apostasy, of rebellion, then the Bible says the lawless one will be revealed, the one who is destined for destruction. This person will oppose and exalt himself above every so-called god or every object of worship. And one day he will take his seat in the temple of God and declares himself to be God. And the Bible says the coming of this lawless person is apparent in the working of Satan himself. It will be Satan who uses this Antichrist, will use all power, signs, lying wonders, all empowered by Satan. And he would exercise every kind of deception to mislead as many believers and people in the world as possible. And the reason why even believers inside Christianity will also be deceived by the Antichrist is that they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Now, I just quoted an important prophecy of the last days from the words of the Apostle Paul in the letter to the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 3 to 12. So let me summarize then. When you see famines, pandemics, lawlessness, conflicts, and wars happening more frequently and becoming more and more dangerous and intense, then you know that we are surely living in the last days of this age. And the day of Jesus' return is drawing nearer and nearer, although we don't know how near. But when you see the State of Israel making move to rebuild the temple of God. And if you see the appearance of the Antichrist, then you should know that that glorious day is but a few years away. Do you know how to look at the signs in the world now? Do you know how to discern the plan of Yahweh your God now? Do you know what to do during the lockdown of this pandemic now? So in closing, let me ask, how should you live in order to be wise and not be foolish? How should you spend your time in order that your time spent will not be wasted in the end? I'll mention three things. One, during the lockdown, you should stop and think, if you have already not done so. Stop what are you doing and take advantage of the lockdown and think. Study the Bible, reflect, look at what is happening in the world, think, understand what is going on, understand what the plan of your Heavenly Father is. God is working according to His plan in these final days. But do you understand what is happening? Two, if you are someone who believes in God but have not been baptized, then I would urge you, I would encourage you to believe the gospel. Repent. Take up courage. Receive baptism. Join the Church of God. Like joining Noah and enter Noah's Ark. And three, even after you join the church, or if you're someone who already belongs to the Church of God, a third thing you should do, and should do more and more, is to pray. Take advantage of the lockdown. Pray. Bring your study plans to your God in prayer. Consult God about your study plans. Are you just waiting for the lockdown to pass, and so that the only thing you can do is to rush to carry out your plan as you used to? Or are you learning to commit your life, your study plan, to God in prayer? Do you pray to God what to study? Now that you are preparing yourself to enter university, have you consulted God about your chosen subject? Why have you chosen what you chose? Is what you plan in line with God's plan? Or will your plan fall apart when the end of this present age comes? So I encourage you to pray about your study plan during the lockdown. And plan ahead, pray ahead, to use what you study for the kingdom of God before the time finishes. What about your work? Are you waiting for the lockdown to end only to rush to resume work, to do what you used to do? Or are you praying to your Heavenly Father about whether you should continue to do what you do? Maybe your father is telling you should change your job or change the time of your work. Pray about your work plan and choose a path that is in line with the plan of God, your Heavenly Father. So that's my message for you today during this COVID-19 lockdown in our homes. In closing, let us think of Noah and his family, and how this family of 8 persons heeded God's warning and constructed the ark on dry land. Only a family of 8 people believed God's warning and set about to construct the ark on dry land. You can well imagine how their neighbors, relatives, and friends, and the people in the world would turn them into a laughing stock. And some wouldn't even bat an eye on what they're doing, let alone to believe in their warning and join them. How lonely they are. Only 8 people of the whole world set about to build the ark, which is the only place where human beings and living things would be saved in the flood. Now, of course, in the Bible, that is a picture, a warning for our days and times. It is a warning to us that in these last days, those who preach the true gospel will be lonesome, and those who heed and believe the gospel and enter the ark, so to speak, receive baptism and join the church of God, will be very few. The majority of the people, as can be expected, will ignore the warning, will choose to live the way they want to live. They have no time for God, no time for religion. But I hope you and I will be wise people. I hope you and I will learn to be wise and understand what the will of God is. Now, this is an important topic, and I will have to continue next week and indeed in the coming weeks. So, see you next week. Goodbye.